Hey everybody, today you will be reading Matthew chapter 3, and what Matthew chapter 3 has in it, you'll see by probably the headings in your Bible that John the Baptist is preparing the way for Jesus, and then you see the baptism of Jesus, and there will be more that I talk about with that later since it is included in three of the Gospels. But let's talk about John the Baptist a little bit. By the way, I hope that you are reading your Bible in a paper Bible, and if you're reading it online, that's okay. I don't want to throw guilt on it. It's still the Word of God, but a paper Bible will allow you to open it up and to take notes and to write in the margins and to remember some of the stuff. I know for me, when I read the Bible online, I can highlight and I can even go to notes, but it's so much easier to see what I have done in my studies when I open up my Bible and see my own writing and my own highlighting and my own underlining and all of that in there. So I want to encourage you to do that. Get you a good study Bible, and I teach out of the NIV just so you can follow along a little more easily with that. But let's talk about John the Baptist. I want you to, as you're reading about John the Baptist the next few days, I want you to notice some of the characteristics of this man. John the Baptist was, you'll see today, extremely eccentric. And you will see that in the way he dresses. You will see that in the diet that he chose. But some may call him weird. I choose eccentric. He was uncommon, and he certainly can teach us something about not conforming to others' expectations. Another thing that we will see in John the Baptist over and over again is, though he was extremely direct in his approach, calling people brood of vipers, calling them snakes, to the religious people, I wouldn't suggest that that is the best way to evangelize today. I don't think many people will be won to the Lord through that approach today. But in his directness, he also shows us unbelievable humility. He wasn't bigger than his britches. He wasn't there for attention. He drew people to him with the message of baptism and forgiveness and preparing the way for Jesus, but he did so with great humility. I encourage you to underline anything you come across today that shows humility in John the Baptizer. So that's where I wanted to go with you today. I know this is a shorter one today. Enjoy your reading today. Look into your study notes and continue to grow as you read the New Testament with me. Have a beautiful day. Talk to you tomorrow.